It's time for Vets Info on the Air, heard every Monday morning at this time, featuring Lac-a-Parle County Veteran Service Officer Josh Benega. The program is brought to you each week by the Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247, Madison VFW Lac-a-Parle County Post 1656, great service organizations that are proud to be of service to this area in a variety of ways. Now, Vets Info on the Air. Well, we already played his little theme song there, so we're just going to go right into the program here. We've got Josh Benega, Lac-a-Parle Veteran Service Officer, with us. How are you doing, Josh?
Any more coffee this morning?
Yeah, you're kind of snoozing on the couch there.
I wasn't.
I'm flying off the couch. Yeah, no, that's okay. I was snoozing here too. So, how's your weekend?
It was good. It was pretty relaxing, and did stuff around the house. And
yeah, it was a good, beautiful weekend again.
Oh, God!
And a couple of nice days coming up yet here.
Absolutely.
Then it's going to start looking more a little like fall. But we'll enjoy it while we can.
Well, it's looking like fall, and it's. Gonna be nice. Gonna start feeling like fall here.
Gonna be nice for Halloween though tonight. So
yep,
it'll be good.
I got my bowl of candy ready.
All right, we'll be over
for the five people that come over. Now that I mentioned that, I'll probably get.
Let's see, what's your address there?
Never mind.
Right at the intersection of 75 and 3rd. There you go. Go on, kids. Head over there. All right. Well, let's salute a veteran here today, shall we?
Of course. Today we're saluting SP4, Curtis Lee Sorensen. Curtis was born on February 7th, 1950 in Appleton and passed away on September 26, 2000. He entered active duty in Sioux Falls in the United States Army on September 25th, 1969, was honorably discharged about 2.5 years later on January 26, 1972, out of Oakland, California. He was an engineer equipment mechanic with the 92nd Engineer Battalion at headquarters of the U.S. Army of the Republic of Vietnam. Served in Vietnam from June 24th, 1970 to January 25th, 1972. So he, January 25th, 72, he hopped on a flight. A day later, he was discharged. So had some medals, ribbons that he earned with the National Defense Service Medal, the Vietnam Campaign Medal with 60 device, the Vietnam Service Medal with 2 Bronze Service Stars, and the Army Commendation Medal. So we thank you, Curtis, for your service and sacrifice to this great nation, because as we all know, freedom is not free.
You bet, and thanks to all the vets for their service.
Absolutely. Every day is Veterans Day in my office, and that's coming up here next week.
It is, yep. Going to be a program. I'm sure we'll have some details on that for long.
So. Yep, and I'll be, as usual, I'll talk about the area promotions that are going on. And
we'll be broadcasting the program live, mm-hmm. So we'll be stay tuned for more on that.
Sounds good.
Well, let's talk about the topic at hand here. TRICARE has made some changes, forcing 15,000 pharmacies out of the network. That doesn't sound too good.
Yeah, the American Legion sent out a press release on October 27th discussing changes to TRICARE's pharmacy program, removing some pharmacies from their network. Nearly 15,000 independent pharmacies are no longer in the TRICARE retail pharmacy network as of October 24th. This is due to a change in the contract with Express Scripts, the Department of Defense TRICARE pharmacy contractor. TRICARE says that over 90% of beneficiaries will still have an in-network pharmacy within 15 minutes from their home. However, the impact on veterans living in rural areas who already face barriers and access to care remains to be seen. Edward Norton Jr., not the actor, chief of the Pharmacy Operations Division of the Defense Health Agency, says the Defense Health Agency is confident that the new pharmacy contract maintains the quality of the TRICARE retail pharmacy network. Some independent pharmacies are leaving, but TRICARE families will continue to have access to an excellent network of pharmacies. Express Scripts sent letters to beneficiaries notifying them of the change. If you have a prescription at one of the pharmacies leaving the network and would like to transfer it to a new retail network pharmacy, beneficiaries can use the Find a Pharmacy tool to find retail network pharmacies in your area. I actually did that. Went to the Find a Pharmacy and typed in Madison zip code. And I found that Thrifty White Drug and Lewis Drug are considered in-network pharmacies for TRICARE.
Well, that's good.
Yep.
Okay. So don't go too far if you're in the local area here.
No,
anyway.
We got Madison, Montevideo, Ortonville, Appleton, I believe Camby.
I think Benson's got a Thrifty over there.
Yep. So here are 3 easy ways to move your prescription. You can take your medicine bottles to another participating network pharmacy. The pharmacy will inform you of their process. You can call your doctor's office, ask them to send your prescription to a new in-network pharmacy. You can call your in-network pharmacy and ask them to transfer your prescription. If you experience difficulties filling a prescription due to your pharmacy being removed from the TRICARE Retail Pharmacy Network, the American Legion wants to hear from you by reaching out to the National Security Division. Email at nationalsecuritydivision@legion.org. And like I said, I did just a quick search of in-network pharmacies in this area and included Thrifty White Drug and Lewis Drug, among others. So if you have questions on this, you can go to TRICARE's website and hit find a pharmacy, see if your pharmacy is still in the network. And, of course, you can contact my office.
All right. How do we find you, Josh?
We are in the lower level of the courthouse, open 8:30 to 4:30, Monday through Friday. And you can reach us by phone at 598-3445.
All right. And they're going to have this information in the newspaper?
It'll be in the Dawson Sentinel and the Western Guard this week. If you're going to stop by my office, please call ahead just to make sure I'm around. I'm a one-person show down there, so in and out of meetings or appointments or something.
Leave a message and you'll get back to
them. Absolutely.
All right. Well, Josh, appreciate the info, and we will chat again next Monday morning.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Josh Benega, Lac Parle Vet Service Officer with Vets Info on the Air here on Q92. Vets Info on the Air is brought to you every Monday morning at this time by Madison VFW Lac Parle County Post 1656 and Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247. Join us again next week at this same time for Vets Info on the Air right here on 92.1 FM Q92.